I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/acast. That's burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Welcome to Wax Quizzical. This is a podcast that history has proven has all of the questions, but very few of the answers. We'll see if we can change that today with the host of a show that is also all about questions. Question everything. It's Jan Fran.
Hello, mates. How you going?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I have no answers. I don't know if you're expecting me. I feel like I've been built up as this person that's like, oh, you host a show about questions and answers and you've got answers and come on this podcast and answer some questions. And I have nothing. Let me tell you.
Well, no, the show, which is on ABC, started a couple of weeks ago, is called Question Everything.
That's
so you're
right.
All about the questions.
That's right. Exactly. All about the questions.
How's it been going launching a show in a plandemic?
Oh, great. Yeah, the best. Yep. Yep.
The best time to launch a brand new show.
Best time. We've had so much fun. It's been really easy.
Yeah.
But we also, like, you know, had issues getting comedians from across Australia because, of course, you can't travel now. Like,
yes.
You can't go from Melbourne to Sydney or Brisbane to Sydney or Adelaide to Sydney. I don't know. So there has been a few challenges. And I just think, like, it's just, you know, it's not a very funny vibe. Like, it's like you're looking at the numbers, you're like, okay, cool, yeah, 1,300 cases in the good state of New South Wales, all right,
let's try and be funny.
Yeah. And you know, also people, like, some people live alone, so it's like you know they haven't really spoken or been with people, and it's like you expect them to come in and go, all right, cool, let's just shoot some jokes, everyone's having a good time, everything's flowing, everything's normal.
I guess maybe a bit of manic in there as well, because the first time people speak, seeing anyone, speaking to anyone, oh my God, there's someone in front of me, there's someone sitting at the same desk.
Yeah, exactly. So it takes a bit of time to kind of just adjust to, like, okay, now we're going back to like 2019 levels. That was a good year, wasn't it?
Well, when you're not planning a show about misinformation, how do you spend your lockdown times? Do you have to read a lot about misinformation, or do you get a lot of time? Do you get time off? Can you?
It's really me waiting until Friday evening, which is my order in evening.
Oh, yeah.
And everything builds to that moment. It's like, is it Friday? Can I order $120 worth of Chinese food and eat it myself? Yes, I fucking can. That's ended up being the highlight of my week. I'm both happy and, like, upset that it's happened at this time. Upset because obviously pandemic, terrible, no good, bad. But kind of happy because at least it's like, it's a way to concentrate my time and my thoughts. And, like, I'm not thinking about the existential dread of it all.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whereas I wallow in the existential dread every day, see how many press conferences I can watch. I'm even watching the Perth press conference. Why not? You know?
What are they
Why
got
not
to
see
say?
What McGowan's up to?
They don't have any cases over in Perth. Why do they even get to do a press conference?
Yeah, exactly. They shouldn't be allowed. Another way that I occupy my time is once a week doing a little quiz with a friend and a brains trust. Shall we meet that brains trust now?
Let's do it.
It's rare to have someone travel, and so it's exciting to have someone here from the United States of America. It's a very big hello to Southern American preacher, Reverend Holy Christ.
Howdy. How y'all doing down there?
Very good, thanks, Reverend. Are you from like an evangel? Do you do a lot of singing in your church? Is it a solemn affair? What's
no? I do a lot of singing. It's not even a real church, if I'm to be completely honest. I think some people just kind of turn up, and so I started putting on an accent, pretended to be a preacher, and then just kind of rolled from there.
Let me get this straight. You used to just go to what, street corners and sing?
You know, I found a building, and I just kind of was in this building one day, and I was singing, and someone was like, "Hey, what's going on here?" And I was, "Oh, this is a church." And I was like, "Oh, and I'm going to bring some friends." And then it just kind of, and so then I adopted this accent, because people take me more seriously when I talk like this. So if you hear it slip, that's why. It's because I'm actually from, Massachusetts or...
Or some other place that's not the accent that you've got there.
Yeah.
Great. So you've sort of invented a religion here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But apparently it was just invented anyway. Did you know that? I only recently found this out. The religion is actually not real, apparently. It's all a hoax or something. I don't know.
So you're Reverend Holy Christ.
Yeah.
You made up Holy Christ. You didn't get that from anywhere. You made that up.
Yeah, well, people used to exclaim it quite a lot, so I just kind of assumed it was my name, but it turns out it was more to do with the things that I was doing.
All right, well, we'll get back into more of those coincidences as this quiz goes along, I reckon, but the Brains Trust doesn't end there, Jan Fran. It's very exciting to have with us today Rhys Nicholson, circa December 2019.
Hello! I'm so glad I could squeeze you in, because this is the busiest time of my year. And I'm Skyping in.
Yep.
I'm using Skype.
Yes.
Do this because I am in a hotel in, let's say, the UK. I'm in the UK right
You're
now.
You're in the UK.
Yeah.
Well, we used to
That's
go to the
where
UK
I am this time of year.
A lot.
Yeah.
And you're feeling good. You're feeling positive about the world and the future.
Like my my favorite word is positive. Like, I just think positive has really positive connotations in the way that I'm living my life at the moment. I'm very thin. I'm really happy to be anywhere. And all my suits fit. I'm just having a really great time.
And have you got big plans for 2020?
Huge plans. So I have, like, obviously, US tour kind of locked in.
Yep.
You come and play my church if you like.
Just a few months ago. Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah.
The churches that I've played in the past have always really enjoyed my work.
Well, that's actually what you said about squeezing us in. That's what it says out the front of the church. It says, we'll squeeze you in. So.
Yeah. Try and see how many people you can fit in a room.
Kind of like a clown car.
Yeah. I mean, that's what you do for a job in December 2019, isn't it, Rhys? You try and see how many people you can squeeze in a room and talk at them.
Yeah. And then I just tell them, and people love it. My act usually is I have quite a negative outlook, and people are just really vibing in that at the moment because everything's going so well.
Yeah.
It's kind of ironic.
That should last. Shall we do a quiz?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. Question number one. The name of which type of coat derives from that of the Belgian town where the coat fabric originated? You ever been to Europe, Jan Fran?
I have been to Europe. I lived in France for a year. Never got to Belgium, incidentally. I just always saw it as like a part of France. I'm like, this is the same.
These coats are fine.
Yeah.
There's no need to travel to Belgium for a coat.
French coats are fine with me. But you're saying that there was a town that the fabric was from in Belgium?
Yeah, there is a town in Belgium where a coat fabric originated that now the coat that it's made of has the same name.
Mm.
So I guess we're looking for the name of a fabric that's also the name of a coat.
Again, I'm just...
What do you wear at church, Reverend?
I was actually accused of being a bit handsy.
Oh boy.
Reverend, I don't believe it.
Yeah, I know, you wouldn't think.
Doesn't sound like a reverend.
So I adapted a coat of arms. It's literally a coat just with lots of arms. And so when I can grab people and they're like, "Reverend, was that you?" I'm like, "No, because my coat is the fabric of my coat brushing up against you." And I can just grope left, right, and center then. It's nice.
That's helpful.
So you really have recreated Christianity, haven't you? Down to the details of of touching people when they don't want it. Rhys, you have a lot of jackets.
Yeah, and I am in the time that I'm in right now. I'm in London, which is a part of Europe, as we all know, and will remain that way forever, I'd imagine. Now, the jackets, you know, there's things like houndstooth. We got...
Well, types of coats. So, like, blazer.
A blazer, Belgium. That's a great town.
What about an overcoat? Because I think the French, when they look up, they see Belgium, don't they? So it's like... Yeah. It's like, overcoat.
What is an anorak?
Oh.
Is that a thing?
Oh, yeah, just like a waterproof coat.
Ooh. Someone who's scared of spiders.
Arachnocoat.
Up till now, the only thing we have is blazer, so, you know.
Let's just go anorak Belgium, anorak material, anorak coat.
Yeah.
Question two. Meghan Markle recently celebrated turning 40 by announcing 40 by 40, a new charitable campaign in a humorous video with which 9 Perfect Strangers star? Quite a long bow for this question. Meghan Markle recently celebrated turning 40 by announcing 40 by 40, a new charitable campaign in a humorous video with which 9 Perfect Strangers star.
Well, this is interesting, you know, because they based this show on my congregation. So a lot of Nicole Kidman's character in this is actually, although a Russian woman, is actually based on me, because the relationship that I have with my congregation is very similar. I also drug them and ask them to do unusual things.
And do you think it's a good representation of your life?
I think it's good, except for the bit where they dig the graves and then they get everyone to lie in the graves. But I actually cover people up with the dirt then, which I got in a bit of trouble for that because some people suffocated. But yeah, they didn't do that for the show. This is all really funny if you actually have seen the show. Otherwise, it doesn't make any sense at all.
And so you got into trouble for burying people.
I know. It's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah. And so by got into a bit of trouble, do you mean you went to jail for murder? Or is there another way to get into trouble?
Yeah. What sort of trouble?
Wow. Is there another way to be found out to have done that and not go to jail?
Walk through the Rose Garden, kind of like count the rosary type of vibes, or are we talking hard time?
Well, they did an internal investigation. You see, that's the great thing about being part of an organized religion, is the internal investigation, usually you get away with it. They go, "Oh, it's okay, we're going to handle this." So the peep, which is the peep is the head of my church. We couldn't use Pope because it was already taken, so we used peep.
Who stars in 9 Perfect Strangers?
Luke Evans, is it that English guy?
Nicole Kidman.
Well, who's that woman from Wedding Bridesmaids? What's her name? Funny one.
Oh, Melissa McCarthy.
Melissa McCarthy's in it.
Did you see the Queen of Denmark is the new set designer on a Netflix show?
What?
Yeah.
You sure it's the Queen of Denmark? Because she's like 80 and her name's Marguerite.
Yeah, that's her. Here it is, The Hollywood Reporter. The Danish queen will be the set designer on a new Netflix film. Denmark's Queen Margrethe II will provide set designs for Erengard.
Are they just giving us some swatches and saying, "Marguerite, you're designing the set for a new Netflix show"? And she's like, "What is Netflix?"
Yeah.
Do you think a runner was just sent out to get some Danishes and accidentally brought the queen back?
Finally, a role for an older woman in Hollywood. You know? You just had to be the Queen of Denmark and you're in.
Oh, yeah. She's being played by Meryl Streep. I think it could be Nicole Kidman.
Could be Nicole Kidman?
It's either her or Melissa McCarthy, I think. That's my call.
Which way would you like to go, Jan?
I don't know. Let's go Melissa McCarthy.
Question number three. Name the winner of the 2021 Miles Franklin Literary Award.
Oh, come on.
I don't know the answer to this for two reasons. Back in time and I don't read.
What do you like to read, Rev? Do you have any particular books that you're fond of?
Well, I got to put my hand up and say that I've never actually read the Bible, because I started once and it was a little bit aggressive and violent, and I'm a very I'm a very gentle man. So, but I really love the Harry Potter books.
They're as plausible.
The winner of the 2021 Miles Franklin Literary Award, Jan Fran. Do you follow the literary awards? Do you know that
one? Oh my God. Do you want to know what I've been reading in this dark and uncertain time for some forsaken reason? And I've read about 10 of these now. crime mystery novels, which I promised myself, I'm like, I'm not going to go there. I'm not going to do that. And then not only have I done that, but I have exceeded my own expectations of just how many of these I can read. And it's always like, I read The Woman at the Window. I read The Girl on the Train. I read The Family Upstairs.
They're very into women near glass, aren't
they? They really are.
Character, location, crime ensues.
So the Miles Franklin, I don't think any of those books are going to be shortlisted for the Miles Franklin Award, let alone win it.
Well, the only offer that we have so far appears to be J.K. Rowling. So,
or the Bible, or the writers of the Bible,
yeah,
who amazingly would have more progressive views on trans people. So
That's potential, actually, yeah.
Can we lock in one of the writers of the Bible? Let's say Luke.
I'll put Luke. Question number 4. How many stripes are on the flag of Thailand? Reverend?
Oh, boy.
Is Thailand...
I did not know this was a real place. There's a shop in my local town where they sell Thais, and this they call this Thailand. But
I think you might be confused. It's not a country of Thais, like neckties.
Okay.
Like bow ties or anything. It's a Southeast Asian island.
That has come equal with another Southeast Asian island, hence Thailand.
Close. It's spelled differently, actually. It's spelled T-H-A-I.
Oh, Thailand! Oh, Thailand! Why didn't you say so? Yeah.
I think Thailand's also a porn movie that I watched as well, so doubles up.
If ever you've lived in Sydney's inner west near King Street in Newtown, you will know that...
They love a good pun. Terrific.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tie Me Down is one of them that really maybe jumps the shark.
So a porn film? Like,
is that a massage parlor?
There's Titanic, and then there's Titanic 2 down the street, which is the only sequel you're ever going to see.
Of Titanic. In
that. That place went under.
Yeah.
It's not there anymore. I went to check it out. Yeah.
What was the question?
How many stripes are on the flag of Thailand?
Why do I know that the Greek flag has 9 stripes on it?
I don't know. Like, why do you know that?
I don't know, but I think it does. It's something to do with ancient Greece.
We can work with this because the Greek flag has 9 stripes. The Thai flag has definitely less stripes than that. I'm feeling like 4.
And it's question 4 as well, so there's a
synergy
fun,
there, isn't there? Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I own 4 ties, so.
Yeah, I'm feeling confident. Good, great. Okay.
All right. I'll put 4. Question 5, who was the only Australian Prime Minister from Western Australia? Is it Mark McGowan? You'd think, right? I'm from Perth, that they would be very proud of this man.
Yeah.
And it's not Julia Gillard, so it is a man.
He'd be the national flower, like, or the state.
Exactly.
Flower.
Can I just dig a little deeper here and say, when you say from, you mean that this is someone who was born there or someone who has at some point been there and come back? Because, if we're saying the only one of Australian Prime Minister had ever been to Western Australia and returned, that doesn't surprise me. You know, it's a long way, and it's a bit boring.
It's a long way, and the border's often shut.
Why?
Oh, don't tell him. Nothing, Reese. It's absolutely fine. Make sure you book lots of international travel and gigs.
Curtin University exists.
Yeah, all right.
Curtin University exists in Perth.
It's
just... Is that a big sewing school?
Who was a good sewer?
Yeah.
Curtains. Anyway.
Well, I mean, should we lock in? Obviously, it's old mate John Curtin.
It's John Curtin, I reckon.
So. If there is a
it'd
Curtin.
It'd have to be John Curtin.
How many Johns have there been?
7.
The Reverend's absolutely right.
Would you like to name them for us, Rev?
There was John, and there was John.
Oof. 5 more.
John.
Yep.
How many is that?
Doing it.
It's 3.
That's 3.
We had 4 John more. As well. Did I say John?
Yeah.
And then John and John. Yet. They were twins.
You got one more. 1 6. More.
One more.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
No. No, that's Jacques. That's Jean. Jean, the French guy. Does that count?
Well, that's French for John. Question 6. George Cantor is renowned in which academic field?
Oh, John. George Sorry, Cantor. I just remembered it was John.
Oh, you got it?
Got it.
It's John. George Cantor is renowned in which academic field?
George Cantor. Mm.
Equestrian seems too easy.
And would you list equestrian as an academic field?
For the horses?
And there's a field.
There is a field, yeah.
There's a field, horses in a field.
Yeah. Yes. It's definitely a field, isn't it?
Yeah.
Are you on horseback, Rev?
Not right now.
Do you know what I discovered recently, which has like almost nothing to do with this question, but just a little bit, is the pentathlon.
The pentathlon's in the equestrian, right?
Yeah, pentathlon has like it's got like shooting and then one weird swimming thing and then equestrian. And the people, and like you have to do all of these five things. And then the people who ride the horses, they only have like 5 minutes to bond with the horse that they then have to ride in the Olympic equestrian of the pentathlon. Oh, and there was one incident where like the horse just didn't comply, like did not give a fuck, like got out there and just wouldn't jump over.
And fair enough.
Just wouldn't fucking do it. And the lady went from like gold contention to like number 17 because of this fucking horse.
I can see it from the horse's point of view of like, why the fuck would I jump over this random lady has just gotten on my back? Who are you to expect me to do this?
What was the question?
What was the question again?
George Cantor is renowned in which academic field?
George Cantor.
We all got there because canter sounds a bit like something a horse does.
Do you want to put equestrian?
You know, I am going to put equestrian. I'm happy to put equestrian. I'm feeling like we might be in with a shot.
Question number 7. What plant is the source of both linen and linseed oil? Cindy McDonald, who wrote this quiz, really had fabrics on the mind.
She really did.
Where does linen come from?
I know we've got to talk about it, but it's just lin, right? Linseed, linen, my auntie Lin.
I mean, lin does feel like the root word there. Yeah.
Linoleum.
You know?
Linoleum comes from sheep, doesn't it?
Oh, no, is that lanolin?
Oh, that's yeah.
Lanolin. Linoleum is something you put on the floor.
Lanolin.
Okay. So what was it? Linseed and lincraft? No.
Linseed, linen, and I believe lincraft and Reese's auntie Lin. They all come from the same plant. Do you think, is it going to be some sort of sidestep though?
It's going to be called like a Phosphorus Maximus or some shit like that that has nothing.
Something probably George Cantor knows about. The Laura Linney tree? The Linney tree.
We could put Laura Linney.
Yeah.
One of the first flora to be nominated for an Oscar.
The Lin plant.
All right, we'll put Lin plant. Question 8. With 17 gold medals, in which position did Australia finish on the gold medal table? Traditionally pronounced table. Of the Tokyo 2020 Olympics.
Mm. Here's a question for Reese. What year was the Tokyo 2020 Games held?
Well, I can only imagine 2020. I'm even considering going over for it. I mean, I know
they were real expensive. You really had to cough up.
But you get quite emotional, Reese, when you're watching the running races.
Yeah,
someone falls down.
Yeah. I was watching a race and then he tripped over and everyone just stomped over him. And I started crying. I was like, because he was doing so well. No one stopped to help him. Of course they didn't. They want to win the gold. But I watched a man look at him and kind of go like, and like ran over him and was like, fuck you, man. Fuck you.
The emotions at the Olympics, I find, because like I'm not really into sport either. And the Olympics are on, I'm like, okay, whatever, the Olympics. And then I happened to be channel flicking and I landed on the men's pole vault, which I give zero fucks about. I've never seen pole vaulting in my life. And like half an hour later, I turned into like the biggest pole vault hoon.
Yeah.
You know, those people that are like screaming from the crowds. I'm like, go son, you've got this. And it was like some Swedish guy that I'd never heard of in my life. I'm like, go Sweden.
And in a deeply probably problematic way as well, speaking of poles, that is also the reason I like the running as well, because they are some of the best looking people in the entire world. Runners. Oh,
the Olympics is so horny, man. It's like, it's a really horny time.
Is there a particular sport do you think has the best physique? Because, I can't be a big sports fan because it's the opposite of religion. But, that's science. I guess sports and science confused.
Sports medicine, a real nightmare for Christians.
So difficult. I tend to find that when I'm in Australia, I find the Australian rules footballers have far better physiques than the American footballers. But is there an athlete in the Olympics that you think have the best?
Well, I think that's what I was going to say. I was going to agree and say that it's not in the Olympics, but AFL is full of stunners.
And welcome back to the side podcast. I think it's just called The Horn.
The sexiest sport.
And we just
sexy sports.
Well, Reese, I'm pretty sure the only sports people you follow on Instagram are AFL footballers.
Yes, and also some runners now. Watching the Olympics, I really would be like, who's this guy? And then I...
And divers.
If only the question was list hot sports, but unfortunately, it's with 17 gold medals, in which position did Australia finish on the gold medal table at the Tokyo 2020 Olympics?
Okay, I'm just going to use some deduction powers and say the United States and China always like top, And then
so it's not one or two.
Yeah, then it's not one or two. Then we've got like something called the ROC, which is like a thing that Russia had to be called because
Russia, not Russia.
Yeah,
Russia.
It's like they weren't allowed in the Olympics because of allegedly doping. So their ROC, they do good.
Host country always does very good.
Oh yeah, Japan. You reckon Japan? All right, so let's say five.
Well, I think Great Britain was up there as well.
Okay, so six. Oh, yep. Six.
We'll lock in six. Question number nine: in Greek mythology, who is the goddess of sexual love and beauty?
I mean, Aphrodite seems a little easy.
Reverend.
Yeah, Reverend. You're a man of of mythology.
I gotta say, Aphrodite was, she was a little easy, I gotta say. Hephaestus, he's the Greek god of blacksmiths.
Hephaestus.
I mean, how many people know that? He was the one who tried to marry. Actually, this is a real thing. He's the one who, like, tried to marry, or is the daughter of Zeus. That's about as far as I know. But I mostly just worship. I just worship myself, really.
Mm-hmm. You are your own god.
I'm my own god.
Is that the same for you, Reese?
I could count the Greek. Listen to me count the stripes on the Greek flag.
Do it,
John.
Ena, vio, tria, decena, bende, efta, octo, enea, deca.
That's some impressive dots. You've opened my mind.
Why do you know this?
We learnt Greek in primary school, so I should know so much more than I do.
And has that come in handy?
It is right now, fuckhead. Sorry. We were going through a patchy time at this time in our lives.
Late 2019, terrible time for your relationship.
You think you're still together in 21?
What are you talking about? The wedding's coming up soon.
That's right. I can't wait for our wedding in a few months, Kyron.
We're married and we just spent 6 months together.
Yeah.
In Greek mythology, who is the goddess of sexual love and beauty?
I don't know a lot about Greek mythology, but I think it's probably Aphrodite.
I agree with the reverend.
Sexual love, this is where it gets me, because I know that Aphrodite was the Greek goddess of love.
So wait, is there a different type of love, sexual love?
What about narcissus?
Hey.
Self, possibly sexual love.
Narcissus.
Pretty hard for me to, I'd say pretty hard for the reverend to say, also pretty hard for me to say, narcissus. Not ideal. But what is it, Karen? Was it?
Goddess.
Goddess.
It is Aphrodite.
Okay. All right.
It is Aphrodite. I don't know the answers, but I do know that.
All right.
Final question. Question 10. Who is the host of the current season of Australian Survivor? Everyone's talking about this season of Australian Survivor. Haven't watched it.
No, I have not watched an episode of Survivor, but I do know host is. No, at all, ever. No, never watched one.
Oh.
Or The Bachelor.
I don't think I have either, actually.
No, neither.
Or The Bachelor. Yeah. You just read the recaps then, do you?
No,
to make sure you stay up to date.
No, I just don't care. I literally do nothing.
I think if it was like the Hunger Games, I'd probably watch Survivor. But, you know, 100%. If they actually had to survive, that would be cool.
Oh, yeah.
It's Anthony. Is it?
It's Jonathan. It's the other one.
Yeah.
Another John.
John.
One of Australia's. How many acting dynasties do we have? Like, we got the Datto brothers.
Jonathan Datto, is it?
Well, what is a dynasty, though, Reese? Like, two siblings?
More than one.
Yeah. It's like siblings who are actors. The Minogues, obviously. Numero uno.
Who was that guy on Blue Heelers who does the voiceovers for...
John!
John.
John Williams.
John Wood.
John Howard.
Yeah.
I meant John Howard, the actor. But no, it was actually John Wood.
John Wood, who was a Prime Minister of Western Australia, I think. So that's 10 questions. That's deck questions. How do you feel you did?
I think we did great.
High expectations?
I reckon like 9, maybe even 10, possibly.
All right.
I have as high expectations for this quiz as I do for the next 2 years.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
Very high. I think everything is great.
Question one was, the name of which type of coat derives from that of the Belgian town where the coat fabric originated? You said anorak, but it's duffel.
Okay, duffel coat. There you go.
Question two, Meghan Markle recently celebrated turning 40 by announcing 40 by 40, a new charitable campaign in a humorous video with which 9 Perfect Strangers star? You said Melissa McCarthy, and it's Melissa McCarthy.
Hey!
Hell yeah!
Question three. Name the winner of the 2021 Miles Franklin Literary Award. You said Luke, but it's Amanda Laurie.
So it's not Luke. It That's interesting close, to me.
It wasn't Luke in the end. Question four. How many stripes are on the flag of Thailand? You said four, but it's five. So close.
Shit. That was close. Ooh. I feel like we should get an acknowledgement for that.
Not today.
Like, that's a good try, Ribbon. Right,
well, you obviously haven't listened to this podcast. Who was the only Australian Prime Minister from Western Australia? You said John Curtin, and it's John Curtin.
All right, yay. John.
Oh, yeah. I'm impressed. You got that without any hints as well. That's really impressive.
Back on track. Question six. George Cantor is renowned in which academic field? You said equestrian, but it's mathematics.
Oh, I was going to say that because Cantor sounds like counter.
Reverend, where were you a few minutes ago?
Too little, too late. Question seven. What plant is the source of both linen and linseed oil? You said the lin plant, but it's flax.
Flaxseed oil.
Question number eight. With 17 gold medals, in which position did Australia finish on the gold medal table of the Tokyo 2020 Olympics? You deduced that it was sixth. And it's sixth.
Yes. And did we get all of the other countries? We had the United States. Oh, they don't name.
Doesn't
they don't
list them. Question nine. In Greek mythology, who is the goddess of sexual love and beauty? You said Aphrodite, and it's Aphrodite.
Yes. Yeah.
Bringing you to four. If you get this last one right, we'll notch it up as a pass. Who is the host of the current season of Australian Survivor? You said Jonathan LaPaglia from the LaPaglia Empire, and it's Jonathan LaPaglia.
Oh, my goodness. I've never heard of this person.
5 out of 10.
Oh, wait. Anthony LaPaglia. That's must be related to Anthony LaPaglia.
The dynasty,
The dynasty continues. Congratulations on 5 out of 10, Jan Fran.
You know what? I'm pleased, man. P's get degrees.
Yep.
And I know because I've got two of them. I'm happy with that. 50% in the quiz. That does me. Thanks, guys. Thank you, Reverend. Thank you, 2019, Reese. I couldn't have done it without you.
Yeah, thank you, Reese Nichols from 2019. What are you most looking forward to over the course of the next 18 months?
Oh, look, I'll be putting a new show. I've just filmed a special that we don't know who we're going to sell it to yet. We're hoping for, just a local streaming service, but, maybe aim big and maybe Netflix will get it and you could potentially watch a special on Netflix.
Well, from the future, I'm happy to break some incredibly good news for you now, Reese.
We got it on Stan.
You do get that special on Netflix, and it's out now.
Great. And, I'm looking forward to, a new season of RuPaul's Drag Race in America. I really love that show.
Where would you like that to be filmed?
Oh, look, I just want to hopefully get a writing job on it if they were ever to make an Australian one.
God, dream big, dude.
I have some bad news. You do not get a writing job on RuPaul's Drag Race. Very sorry about that.
Okay, that's bad news for me. But no, I'm just...
But there is some good news. There's a bit of bad news, and I'm sorry to be the one to break this to you, but we do go through a global pandemic next year. But thankfully, Australia handles it really well and is the envy of the world. And by 2021, everything's opened up. So come on home.
Be sure to come to my Melbourne International Comedy Festival show in 2021.
There you go.
Thank you for being here, Reese Nicholson, and Reverend Holy Christ, thank you for being here as well.
Wonderful.
Do you have any favorite followers of your church? Any disciples?
Well, we do have. I've been trying to lure in your prime minister, Mr. Scott Morrison, for a while. Apparently, he's. I had him as part of my congregation, but he was a little bit too happy clappy for my liking. So I asked him not to come back again. But he still comes. He still comes along.
Do you have any comedians who drop in?
No.
What about Damian Warren Smith?
Damian Warren Smith. No, never heard of her. No, I do. I got to say, I've heard of Damian Warren Smith, and I've seen some of their comedy, and I was not impressed.
Oh, that's a shame. Because I think is there some coming up soon, I believe?
Yeah, there is. I'm doing my, I'm doing my show, Gary Starr. Doing my show, Gary Starr. Performs everything at Comedy Republic on the 25th of September, and it's definitely going to go ahead. Reese, there's no reason why that show is not going to go ahead.
For people listening at home, the Reverend has just ripped his face off. It is horrifying to see. And under it, it's Damian Warren Smith.
Oh my God, is it? I'm not a real person.
Jan Fran, congratulations on 5 out of 10. Question Everything is on the ABC Wednesday nights, correct?
It is. 8:30 Wednesdays on the ABC.
It's so good.
See you there.
See you there. Thanks so much. That's Wax Quizzical. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.